Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Life Open Miracles with Vince and Cindy. Today's topic is Life Open Miracles in People's Mirrors. So now, today is a great topic. I love this topic because when we meet people, we start getting access to a great mystery. It is very important to understand how we can relate to this mystery at a very intimate and deep level. First of all, let me remind you, who am I? What do I do? I am a mystical life coach and I am an ordained Swami. A Swami is like a yogic priest, but he also has the, say, power or consent, conscientious permission to give initiation and to teach meditation. At the same time, I've been practicing life coaching for some time, and I unite the methods of life coaching, which allow people to get from where they are to where they want to be, with mystical techniques for the spirit, so that you can step up towards the next level in your evolution process, and also to get from where you are to where you want to be. In other words, what we're going to do is to bring together the universal concepts and principles and the laws of the universe, if they are known especially through the mystical and techniques of Kriya Yoga, and then bring them together with your objectives in life so that you can move forward, you know, become more successful. And this success is not a selfish success. I mean, I usually work with people who want to improve and unite their lives, their earthly lives, with the heavenly life. They want to advance materially, mentally, and spiritually. So to break that veil between matter and spirit once and for all. And you can check about me on the website. If you go to www.joycelestial.com, you can find me there. And please sign up for the newsletter, which is Mystical Life-Changing Lessons. You will find it there on every page of the website. These lessons are free. They're going to be yours to use for all your life. In 10 years from now, you will find the same principles and techniques and rules still working for you. Okay, so let's move on. Today, we're going to talk about people as mirrors in Life Open Miracles. As we walk through life, we meet people. We live through circumstances and we spend most of the time judging them. The judgments we make are often made to justify our own shortcomings. We start seeing somebody and all at once we start saying, well, this person has this thing wrong. Or one person is absolutely good and fantastic. That's because what we are trying to do when we say that somebody has something wrong is to justify ourselves. We start saying, I am better than this person. So it's a way, you know, of trying to love yourself. But you don't need to do that, because focusing on and being too much critical will allow your heart to close. But anyway, instead, when we find something that is absolutely in tune with what we have decided before, with what was our view of life, that we start saying, this person is fantastic. Whatever he or she is up there, at first place of the race. Well, it's not like that, you know. We should start, first of all, realizing that we don't need to start to judge people, because when we judge, there's something about ourselves, even if we're judging in a positive or negative way, whatever it is, when we put ourselves in the role play of the judger, of the judge, what we're doing is to saying to ourselves, look at yourself, you are like that. So we should show, first of all, compassion. And we would show it if we understood our shortcomings first and understand the signs and messages that the universe is giving us through these people and circumstances. We walk through life, and life what does it do? It reflects back to us our magnetism, our soul, our karma. And the truth is that there is an objective reality, and there is a subjective reality. Which one you're living, then it's up to you. It is very hard to live the objective reality. We always, always, most of the time, live the subjective reality. Because the objective reality is not anchored in any thoughts or in any points of view. It is anchored in truth. The objective reality is imperceptible. And it is made when it manifests through life. It is made of magnetic centers through which a reality is built, through which your life is built. We also approached this topic in the last radio show, Methods for Life Changing. Just go there and listen to it. Now, this objective reality instead is made of our filters, the filters of the intellect, how we can see things, how we can perceive them, the patterns and different kinds of personal perceptions. Most of the time we go through life, we're not able to perceive the center of a person. We're only able to see that person through our own center, whatever center we are rotating our life around, consciously or subconsciously, or even unconsciously. So when we meet people, they show us themselves in two ways, most of the time. As mirror of our own perceptions, and this is one way. The other way is as mirrors of their own karma, of their own soul, as mirrors of their own center. But most of the time, as I said, we cannot perceive that because we are engrossed with our own points of view, with our own patterns, and we cannot move away from. This is what we call slavery. We are absolutely slaves. So let's talk about when meeting people as mirror of our own perceptions. If we become aware, then we can use these people and circumstances as a way to make self-analysis. If we make self-analysis, we become conscious of why we do certain things in a certain way and how we can then improve it. Becoming aware, becoming conscious of this is the key for your change. You need to be aware of what's happening in your life, around which center you're living your life. And then you can change it. Most of the time, becoming really aware will change things. And also, you willing to see life from a different angle. I would like to take you through an exercise, a couple of exercises that will help you to do that. Because you see, otherwise we will start and we will continue living our life through our shadows, only through what we can see. As we meet our father, as we meet our mother, as we meet our friends, as we meet people in the streets, we only deal with the shadows of them as reflected in our mind. They become mirror of our own perceptions because we're not able, as I said, to perceive them from their center. So we can use this as a way to analyze ourselves, okay? So there is an exercise that I would like to take you through, and listen to this tape, to this recording again, so that you can stop it, you can press pause, you can even download this, and make the exercise properly, okay? I'm just going to tell you how the exercise is, and then I expect you to do it, not now separately, but do it, because don't delay it, because the more you delay it, the more are the chances that you're not going to do it. But it's important that you do it, because you will understand so much about yourself. So, this is taken from my online course, Soulmate Connection, and it will explain how people around you will show themselves as you are and not as they are. So make a list of the people that you like. Usually we like them and we judge them because they agree with your own point of view. Okay, so this is the first exercise. It is called the understanding list. Make a list of people that you like because they agree with what you think, with how you see life, with your own points of view and ideas. Now, which one of them, I will change a little bit the writing of this exercise so that it can be for anyone. Which one of these people, through reason and not feeling, makes you think that he or she could be a good match for you? A good match at any level, relational or friend, like his friend, or co-workers, whatever relationship you want to think of. So realize which one of these people, because they agree with your own ideas, could be a good match for you. Realize how you could be lying to yourself by attempting to convince yourself that that relationship is well because you seem to have similar points of view. Sometimes you already know it won't work. Even if you like the same things, one day you want to go to that restaurant and the other day that same day that person doesn't want to go. And maybe that person wants to go somewhere else, even though you both like the same things, you see. But the way and the cycles through which these likes and dislikes alternate are different for each people, for each person. So sometimes you already know it's not going to work. You realize the impermanence of these points of view and how many times people just lie to themselves in order to seem strong and coherent. Sometimes we want to know that we are right, and we force events and people to be right, but in truth they're just not. So make another list of people whom you don't like instead, because they have different points of view, and realize how impermanent also these points of view are, and how eventually these people as well as you would change under certain circumstances, either with different people or in different circumstances or their lives, or even in a few years and a few months, or even if there's something happening in your lives. Okay, so make a chart with the following titles at the top of each box or of each column. Seven columns. On the first columns you write the name of the person. On the second column you write the points of view that you have in common. On the third column you write the different points of view that you have. On the fourth, how you expect him or her to behave. On the fifth column, how she or he expects you to behave. On the sixth, how is this person is with you. And on the seventh, how is this person is with others. After writing all that comes into your mind in the respective boxes or columns, answer these questions. Write why and how the point of view of that person are completely impermanent. You see them changing. And can you perceive your own nature? This is the second question. If you can't perceive your own nature, in which way are you trying to get closer to your own nature through your own points of view, ideas, and thoughts? So see that person as a mirror now that somehow is reflecting your own way of trying to get closer to your nature. And try now to shift perception and try to put yourself in the shoes, let's say, of the other person, and try to answer the same question, how you're getting closer to your own nature by the point of view of that person, that you think that person has. So use this chart to shed more light on all the relationships that are affecting you at this moment in time, and you will see that the people around you are telling something about yourself, how you are trying to affirm, to self-express yourself in the way that you see that person through your perception. Another great practice, similar to this one, is called, always from the same online course, Soulmate Connection, analysis. So now it's time to learn from your reflection. So let's go deeper into this. You can do this every time you meet somebody or even every night. So learn from your reflections. It is good to do at least once a week. Analyze the people that are or that are not around you at that particular point in time. Seek to understand how people reflect back to you some of the qualities that you have. Some people represent the part of you that is changing, okay? And this is a message the universe is telling you. They're reflecting what is your evolutionary stage in your life. So some people represent the part of you that is changing, especially if they are a new entry in your life. Somebody new comes, and you find yourself agreeing with each other, or something is happening anyway, or this person opens your views, and something within you is simply changing. You may find yourself in tune with them, even if your relationship lasts long. So what is the old pattern that some other people might be reflecting? What are the effects of the patterns, of these old patterns that these other people are reflecting in your life? What is the signal of something positive that has been growing with you since a long time? What is feeding you and giving you joy? Remember that the person in front of you is an instrument for this reflection, and so are the events. Therefore, don't take it personally. Don't take that person personally. Don't take that person too seriously. Don't take it seriously in general. Take it easy. Also, don't assume that you will have a long-lasting relationship with that person if you don't live from the beauty of your soul, because you will be grounding your relationship always from a level of impermanence. So seek to find signs of new and positive change. So here again, make a chart with the following titles at the top of each column. On the first column, write my relationship with, and then the name of the person. On the second column, you write, this relationship is a sign of new change or the old repeating. Okay, what's the sign? What is this relationship a sign of? On the third column, you write, the strongest qualities that this relationship brings out in my life. What reflects back to you generally, both positive and negative, the strongest things that come to you when you think about this person. What are the qualities that this person triggers within you? On the fourth column, you write the old patterns that are repeating in this relationship. And probably these are going to be the parts of you that are stagnating or recycling themselves, or maybe lessons you have not yet learned. Then on the fifth column, you write signs of a positive change, new positive qualities that reflect back to you. If it is an old relationship, let's say, there might be new positive qualities. That means that a certain part of yourself is now evolving. And on the sixth column, anything that brings me joy in this relationship. It can be a big joy, great joy, or a small joy. And on the seventh, my ability to relax and to see love and beauty in this relationship. This is how your relationship is going to be spiritually balanced. So use this chart always to bring light to all the relationships that are affecting you at this moment, and you will see that you will understand so many things about it. Another beautiful way to understand how you can be your own mirror of your own life, exercise upon that. So there is one exercise that will allow you not only to understand that you are the reflection of your own karma and of your own perceptions, but also to shift that perception so that you can start making a change. And the more you do this exercise, either in front of a real mirror, a mirror of the mind, I suggest you to do it both. Maybe at night you do it in the mirror, you visualize yourself in front of a mirror, but in the morning you do it in front of a real mirror. And it is important to understand that when you look in front of a mirror, you see your image reversed. In other words, the person that you see in the mirror is reversed. Your right hand becomes his left hand, and vice versa. And this is important to leave it like this, because don't take a non-reversing mirror, I mean, for this purpose. Because when you go into the astral, when you connect to the astral energies within you, they somehow are reversed. Therefore, exercise in front of a mirror while you see your image reversed will activate the astral forces within you that are the forces of your energetic body, and that those forces will be reflecting back at you. So everything is totally in order. So just go in front of a normal mirror. Make a list of some of the old patterns that are repeating in your life, for example, that you've got probably from one of these exercises that you just did, and see yourself in a mirror and visualize your patterns as your own reflection. Okay? You feel that the reflection in the mirror is those patterns. Now start to change the quality of your reflection and see your image. Envision the new you in the image. Believe and see and feel that behind the mirror there's a new world opening. Build a world in that mirror and then shift yourself from where you are into that mirror and reflect back that image into the now, into this world here and now, in this part of the world, okay? The new you reflected in the mirror projects back to you the new reality you're building. And whether you do this exercise physically in front of a mirror or just in your mind's eye will work very well. I suggest you to perform it both physically and mentally at different times, as I said. So these are all ways that you can work, that you can become conscious of how people and even events manifest in your life, because events are made of energy. And being energy, you can relate to the events in an energetic way. Now let's talk about people as mirror of their own karma. In order to perceive people as a mirror of their karma, which is also a mirror of their own perceptions or of their own soul track, memory track, we need to be balanced and centered in awareness. Only then our perceptions are completely inactive or inactive enough, and we are free to see people as portraits of their own soul, the memory track they carry along in their lives. But if we are out of our center, these people will only show us part of ourselves, because this is what we are only able to see. If we're out of our center, there is only one reality that we can perceive, which is our own little self. Okay? We cannot really see beyond the bubble of our own aura. We are centered in our awareness, we shift dimension, we become all at once multidimensional beings, aware of our multidimensionality. Then we then see a pure projection of who they are portraying at the moment. Because we are able to perceive their center, In that moment, our new way of considering people and circumstances becomes intuitive because there is nothing else we can make judgments with. All our patterns, all our filters, all the ways we see lives are put to sleep. What comes up is our awareness and our center. So, for example, we can look into the eyes of people, then close our eyes as we visualize their eyes in our mind and we start having feelings, perceptions of how they are. But we know that these perceptions are pure because we are centered, we are calm and quiet. So we can know what these people are going through in this lifetime. The brain is the storehouse of karma, it is also the storehouse of their karma and of their soul track, and it manifests magnetically through their eyes. If we are centered and impartial, we can understand what they are going through. So we then observe how we intuitively react naturally without doing anything. Are we shrinking or expanding? Are we feeling goodness or craftiness or something that it's not quite right? Good feelings and ethical values or unscrupulous behavior, you know? Can we just have an intuitive understanding and knowledge of their intentions? One of the most beautiful ways to look at people is also to understand how just they are made of. You can look at their eyes, you can look at their voice, you can look at their handwriting, and if you can understand it from just a level of to see the distinct trait of these people and associate them intuitively with some characteristics that belongs to them. So, for example, you close your eyes and you visualize the eyes in your mind's eye, and you can feel, see, and know what kind of eyes these people have and what does this tell about themselves. And the eyes are very important, but you can listen to their voice and the voice can have different characteristics, and you know if it's harsh, if it's melodious, if it's too loud, if it's too high, if it's weak, if it's moderate. There's absolutely manifestation of their own character, okay? Then you can look at their handwriting. If it's clean, if it's neat, if it's comprehensible, if it's painstaking, if it's hurried, if it's careless, if you cannot read it, if it's illegible, or if it is harmonious, if it is well-rounded, if it is artistic, okay? You can understand lots of things from that without being an expert, because you use your knowledge intuitively and you start from your own center, the quietness of your own center, associating what you see with the qualities, with some qualities. And what is important is that you define those qualities. Define them and try always to find better qualities to explain, okay, that can explain better that situation. Another way to look at things, life sometimes mirrors a message from the universe. So if you are looking at life from an impartial viewpoint, you can understand the messages of the universe that is sending to you. And at this point, it is important to understand that the universe is usually sending messages through a symbolic language. It is important to understand what kind of energy manifests around us. And then if you understand the language of symbols, and one of the best ways to understand this language is through astrology, for example, without becoming an astrologer or wanting to know about the future, but eventually you will become one. But what is what astrology is? It's a symbolic language of the universe. Then you can file the system. You can file these messages under a specific symbolic language, like, for example, the planets. So the sun is a symbol for vitality and self-expression, for example. The moon for emotionality, fluctuation, the mind, and sometimes even the soul. Mercury is about communication, transportation. Venus is about harmony, beauty, and love. Jupiter represents expansion and progress. Saturn represents discipline, limitation, and constriction. Mars represents heat, energy, the urge to fight. So you can observe your dreams or the events in your life and ask yourself, what kind of dream was it? Does it have to do with the sun, with vitality and self-expression, or the moon, with emotionality, fluctuations, the mind, and or the soul? It has to do with heavy karma, which is usually given by Saturn. It has to do maybe with expansion, with some progress, etc. It has to do with Jupiter, okay? You can have confirmation in your daily life and in the kind of people you meet. You can ask, give me a message, universe, let me know. And then you start seeing signs of progress around you all the time. You are magnetically attracted to messages that define progress. And in that case, they are all signs of the symbolic Jupiter expressing in your life. And then you know that you're progressing. It is so easy. Okay? So what energy are they representing? Even the people you meet. If you start meeting a lot of monsters that they want to fight, your energy is not working in an harmonious way, maybe. Or maybe if you need energy and you start meeting a lot of Martian people, in that case, the universe is helping you to have energy. So the people that are around you can manifest or represent symbolically some these planets. And of course, they can represent also the four elements as we approached in the last radio show. And by the way, in just a few days, there will be a new audio program on the website, Master Your Life with the Elements, which is absolutely great. Lots of mystical principles and mystical techniques to take control over your life and to bring changes and shifts in your life. There are meditations, various methods that you can use and you can adapt for yourself according to your own temperament, what you're raising it with. It is absolutely valuable. So you will find it on my website, www.joycelestial.com. Let's move on. They represent magnetically how your energy, these people represent magnetically how your energy is working at that moment. And you can start also helping someone else. For example, assuming they want love. First, people you meet want love, but they express continuously martial energy, aggressiveness, lust even. Too much. So you can let them know with a Venusian from Venus quality that they have to move towards Venus, towards harmony, beauty, and love. Okay? So when you meet humans, know that you are meeting with a mystery. And you can decode this mystery if you have the right language, if you have the will to bring self-analysis to understand that what you see is either a mirror of yourself or a mirror of themselves, if you can really be quiet from your center. And my suggestion is, don't fool yourself. If you cannot feel the joy within yourself and the pure quietness that is supernatural, and you will know when that happens, you can't really see people from their own center. You can only see it from your own center. And that center is usually the center of your perception and filters. So you can't really be sure about they really are, even when they behave with patterns that are similar to what. So it is much better to give advice when you meet people. If you have to give advice, usually try to let people come up with their own answers. Some people don't want to change. They say they want to be different. They say they want their lives to be different, but they don't want it. They want you to tell them, no, your life is fantastic, you're going to have exactly what you always wanted just by staying as you are. But the main thing is they are for quite a long time and didn't get what they wanted. But still they will try to let you say what they expect. So if you give advice, try to give it with universal principles, so that they can then apply that principles, those principles into their own lives, into their own situations. In other words, identify the main principles that will create the magnetic center of a specific area of life and live by that principle. These principles can be found in the books of the great sages. Read Yogananda, read Jesus, read Buddha, read the Dalai Lama. Read people who understand the necessity of living an earthly life, but in communion with the heavenly life. And thank you for listening to Life Open Miracles with Vincent Sandee. I'll be here next week. Visit my website and sign up for the newsletter, which is not just a newsletter. You will receive news of what is happening, if there is an event, if there are classes. There are going to be some Kriya Yoga classes. Sign up for them. The only way you can sign up for them is to sign up for the class, but sign up first for the newsletter, for the Mystical Life Change newsletter, which is not just a newsletter, it's a series of mystical lessons that I give for free. Okay, mystical life lessons. Go to joycelestial.com, write your name and email in the little box, send it, and then the people who access this list, they will receive invitation on the nation to do their first steps towards the Kriya Yoga teachings and techniques soon, by the end of September, so it's going to start. But thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.